miking. Or what I do in the studio, it's different in the studio and on stage. In the studio, I always try to stereo mic it. And I put one over, kind of like over my right hand, and the other one is kind of like between the screen hole. Well, just a little bit north of the screen hole, so that they're sitting about like this. But mm-hmm. You got to be careful that they're not phasing each other out, you know. So that's how I mic it in the studio, and I put them right, you know, most engineers, they like to put them up here and get all this ambience and stuff, but that's not what you want. The bubble that you want to hear is only about that big, you know, it's like the top of a basketball or smaller, you know. And on stage, I just use the one that's right there by my hand, because if you want to something to be darker, you know, you can get up this way, up toward the end of the neck. Or you can go this way and get it brighter, but I usually stay within about a 2-inch range right mm-hmm. there, you know. and you mentioned something else in my
opinion. Well, pickups, you don't use.
Oh, pickup. I don't use a pickup. I had a guitar that had a pickup in it while I was with Lyle Lovett, and I needed it with a band that huge. Normally, I feel like I don't even need one. But if you have drums and you know, horns and all that stuff, and if you want to use a pickup, what I haven't really gotten down yet, this is still something I'm working on with Paul and Fishman. Now, Paul's developed this pickup that's part of the bridge, and they run it through this thing that's called the Aura.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up to Fishman and recorded my guitar using my microphone. I use a KM84 Neumann mic, and I actually recorded with 3 or 4 different mics, but that was the one that I wanted to really do. And so the idea is that you can go into, you can plug any guitar, or you know, a good guitar. You can't do it with a piece of junk, but it's a guitar that sounds pretty good. You go through the Aura and it picks up the sound that I recorded, and you know, that's what comes out. That was the idea, but to tell you the truth, when they first did it, it didn't work, because Paul was using this thing called it was a kind of pickup that's like a donut around the screw.
Yeah.
And I never did like that pickup. I liked I used to use the McIntyre
mm-hmm.
thing, the one that was stuck on, not the feather he called, but the one before that was actually stuck up on one of the legs of the bridge, which I did on the back leg. That's the one I used with Lyle, and that was before the R. But now this is all going to change. I'm hoping that the cool thing about the R is you can, once you got this thing, you can download the different things, the sounds that you want. Jerry Douglas just did a bunch, and so you'll be able to go on Fishman's website and download whatever, you know. And if you don't like that, you just get another one, you know. I really don't. I think it's free, but I don't know that yet.
Right.
But in order to do it, you have to have a bridge. Like Paul's putting these new bridges, it's got a pickup in it. But to me, right now, the problem is that it changes the sound, the acoustic sound of the guitar a little bit. So, to be honest with you, at this point, I don't use a pickup if I can avoid it.
Right.
And if I was going to have a guitar with a pickup in it, I would have another guitar that I would use for acoustic gigs.
Right.
You know? Unless they can fix that little problem.
Right.